Open your eyes, sleepyhead. WSJM. We've already been awake for hours.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show. This is Tuesday, January 9th, 2018, and it's time for What's on Your Mind with Thrive Psychology Group of St. Joseph. Today, we have the other Mitzi Tompkins, who is one of the certified life coaches at Thrive Psychology in St. Joe. She's going to talk to us about life coaching and explain what that is and how it works. So, good morning, Mitzi. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. First of all, does my hair look okay?
It looks awesome. You look perfect for radio.
Thank you.
So where do we start?
I think we'll jump right in and start with a definition for life coaching.
Okay.
Simply stated, a life coach is a professional who can help you figure out where you are now and where you want to be in the future in order to make a change in your life. A coach helps you to get your ideas out of your head and start taking action in the areas of your life that you want to change.
Well, that's interesting, but it sounds a little like counseling or therapy. Can you explain the difference between coaching and counseling?
Sure. They're both helping professions, but basically, in the counseling setting, the therapist is working with a hurting person, looking into his past and helping him through the pain so that the client can move forward and find a path for healing. Mm-hmm. In contrast, a life coach works with a healthy person who wants a better situation but needs help figuring out what to do and how to get there.
Okay, so is coaching something new, or has it been around a while? We just haven't really heard a lot about it.
Actually, it's been around for quite a while, but most people credit a guy named Thomas Leonard from the 1980s with developing coaching as a profession the way we know it today.
Okay.
Thomas Leonard was actually a financial planner, and he observed that although his clients were emotionally stable, they were wanting more from him than just the usual tips on how to invest and plan for their financial future. They were asking for help in organizing their lives so they could better plan for both their financial and personal futures. So Thomas Leonard developed a model where the client was the expert of his own life, and Leonard, the coach, was the facilitator who helped them see exactly what they wanted and how best to get there. He had such a big impact on his clients that a short time later, big business began using coaching for their employees, which then influenced the development of personal coaching as we see it today.
So essentially, who in your estimation might benefit from working with a life coach?
There's a wide range of reasons why people hire life coaches. But in general, we at Thrive see people who are looking for their life purpose.
Okay.
They want to make a career change. They're trying to be more confident. They want to improve their personal or love relationships. They want to start a health and wellness program. Or sometimes they just want to get their life organized.
That sounds pretty interesting. So can you share a story with us that kind of demonstrates how life coaching might play out?
I can, and thanks for asking that. So I had one client who had recently retired, and he wanted to figure out what to do with his time and how to have a meaningful retirement. He had worked hard for 40 years, and although he was ready to relax a little, he still felt like he had something more to give and something more to do. He was in good health and was by no means ready to hit the lazy boy and watch Netflix all day. I was pretty excited to work with him because I too had recently retired, and I felt I could really help him find his way. During our initial meeting, we got acquainted with each other, and I learned a little bit about his work history, his hobbies, and his personal life. We didn't spend a lot of time there, but just enough to start feeling comfortable with each other.
Okay.
In coaching, we're big on asking questions, so when I asked him what his ideal retirement would look like, he was stumped for a while. There was a lot of silence and a whole lot of thinking going on. But eventually, as he began trying to answer that question, he became aware that one thing he had always wanted to do was to go back to school and get a degree in an area that was totally unrelated to what he had ever done before. I won't go into detail about what that was, but as we talked over the next few weeks, he was able to flesh out what that was, and step by step, he created a plan to make it happen based on his ideas. It was wonderful to watch him as he navigated each step of the way, and it was really fun to be able to encourage him through his successes and challenges. He's living out that dream right now, and I know he's going to achieve his goal. But here's the really cool part, Pat. If I were a consultant or an advisor, I would have used my own expertise to design a great retirement gig for him. I would have had him find a stressless part-time job, start a fitness program, and volunteer 2 or 3 times a week. But that's not how coaching works. In coaching, the client is the expert of his own life, and by simply asking the right questions and letting the client find his way, the client comes up with his own best plan and is fully on board with the execution. The coach has to know when to get out of the way and let the client do his thing. And as you know, we rarely do what others tell us to do, and we don't like following other people's advice. Oh,
very, very true. So life coaching really sounds like a great choice for people just looking to make a change. So how can listeners find out more about life coaching or set up an appointment with one of your life coaches?
They can go to our website at thrivepsychgroup.com. You can just Google Thrive Psychology in St. Joe, mm-hmm. or you can call our office. Here's the number. 408-8474.
It's really fascinating, you know, coaching and taking a look at it. As you say, I love the fact that you just basically pull it out of them. Just say, yeah, just ask the questions and say, what do you want to do? How would that look? What would you think would be, you know, the most fun? What would be the least fun? You know, what's going to be the big obstacle? Are there obstacles, you know?
Exactly. And all that stuff is in your head. Sometimes you just don't know how to get it out there and how to make it work for you.
Yeah. Well, that's why we leave it to you, the expert. Pull it out of our heads, right?
We're happy to help you.
Well, it's really cool. It's a great story about, you know, somebody who, you know, was, you know, as you say, not ready to just kick back and watch Netflix all day.
Right, right.
Even though that's fun, that's not very productive. And you get wore out in a hurry.
Exactly, yes.
Very good. Well, once again, you can call Mitzi and the crew at 408-8474. Online, it's thrivepsychgroup.com, or simply Google them, Thrive Psychology in St. Joe. And that's what's on Mitzi's mind this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Enjoyed that.
Thank you.